Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing the previous shiur on a coin who is Mekadish Adayim Braglaim and Yitzyosha and Shena Sarai. Does he have to be Mekadish Adayim Braglaim again? And we saw Shitas HaRambam, who says that if he's Mesiach Das, he has to be Choyzer Mekadish Adayim Braglaim. And Agon HaGadol Reb Chaim Horowitz Shlita is going to give a new pshat in the Rambam. Why sleeping, the Hesech Hadas of sleeping, requires one to do the Kiddush Yad Viraglov once again. And with this we'll understand why even Ashenas Arai Pasels and not only Ashenas Keva, the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Hey is mechadish that a kohen is mechadish yad v'raglav who pashat big day kahuna tzorich lachzor lekadish yad v'raglav. Kohen who washes his hands and feet and then he's poshet the big day kahuna, he takes them off, he has to wash again. And he proves this from Rabbi Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yankov in Tzvachim Yotes she kohen mechadish yad v'raglav rak shu lavush be big day kahuna. And it's learned from Obi Gishtam Yishena mechusra lagisha yotezeshe mechusra lavisha v'gisha v'kach posek harambam. Only one who's lacking approaching, but if he lacks getting dressed and approaching, then he has to. Then the washing doesn't count. And so paskins the Rambam, the second parak of Chasam Kippur Malach Beis. Ulefize Chidesh Beis Halevi Shekoyin Shepashat Me'olav Abig De Kuhuna Kevin Shakidush Harishon Tzaruch Lachol Al Kol Zman Havoida Nimtza Shalagabi Akidush Harishon Areyu Atam Mechusar Levisha VeGisha. Since when you wash your hands, you have to be dressed with the big day kahuna. If he takes off in the interim, he takes off his big day kahuna. So that means that in Til Siadayim, the Kiddush Yad V'raglav wasn't chal on this hemshech, because now he's mechusar levisha v'gisha, because now he has to get dressed again. So that's one hakadama. Hakadama beis is in Yuma Samaches Amid Beis, it says you're not allowed to sleep a big day kahuna. Rashi says because one might pass gas in them. The Ravid says that a shein is in the parish Latamid Chof Hei Amid Beis writes that shein is a gnai le big day kodesh. It's Hakdama Beis. It's a disgrace to the holy clothing. Hakdama Gimel is a suffix. If shein is arai is mutter lekohen lishan bibigadav. So according to Rashi, who says his chashash might let it lest he pass gas or b'shena sarai, there's no such chashash like we find by tefillin. There's no such chashash, so it's mutter. So therefore, he doesn't have to take off his big day kahuna. However, would appear b'ez Hashem Yisbarach that l'das harambam afilu b'shena sarai also l'ulbash habegadim she'a rambam isofil chos kalayim kosav. That a kohen who wears the avnet shaloi b'shas avodah gets malchus al tkalayim, and the kesef mishnah says that we say in yom samach tesamid aleph the big day kahuna is mutter b'mikdash afilu shaloi b'shas avodah koi ashar b'gadim, that it says in yom the big day kahuna are mutter b'shas avodah even shaloi b'shas are mutter b'mikdash even shaloi b'shas avodah, referring to the other b'gadim that don't have kalayim but not to the avnet that has shanis. Ulefizeh b'shena sarah you're not allowed to wear the avnet, because that's shelo b'shas avoda. Now, in order to be mekadesh yad v'raglav, you have to wear all the begadim. Otherwise, he's mechusar levisha mishum ha'avneit. So it would emerge then that if he sleeps, he's not let us sleep a shena sarai with the big day kahuna, because it has kalayim, it's shelo b'shas avoda. And in order for it to be a good kiddush adayim for a glayim, he needs to be wearing all the begadim, and that includes the avnet. So now we understand beautifully Divrei Rambam, that since afilu b'shena saroi you have to take off your clothing, like we said, because it's shelo b'shas avodah, then he's wearing the avnet, he has to take off the avnet because it's shatnez. So if that's the case, then b'chol shena tzarich lachzor l'kaddish yodav v'raglov mishum pshitas ha-begodim, because of what the Beis HaLevi says. What does the Beis HaLevi say? The Beis HaLevi says that if he takes off his big day kahuna, he has to wash his hands again because he's mechusar levisha. So it emerges that every time he has a shenas arai, he has to take his clothing off because he's wearing the avnei shelo b'shas avoda. And if he has to take his clothing off, if he's the Beis HaLevi, he has to wash kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So now we understand why, according to the Rambam, when he takes off his begadim, he has to, when he sleeps shenas arai, he has to kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Chiddush gadol miyot. The Beis HaLevi says that in Pashat Begadim, Tzarech Lachzor L'Kaddish Yadav V'Raglav, that if he takes off his clothing, he has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again. The Sfas Emes in Zvachim Yates Samit Beis, Dibur Maschil Begishtam, argues and says that Mechusar Levisha is a problem is only Bein Tchilas Avoyda L'Kiddush. Aval in Pashat Begadim Acharkach, if after he ready is wearing the Begadim he takes them off, he doesn't have to be Mekadish Adayim V'Raglayim. Ubir Dvarov would appear that Mechusar Gisha is a din begufa kiddush adayim v'raglayim. It has to be samach legisha, that when you're doing kiddush adayim v'raglayim, you have to be dressed because it has to be samach legisha, that you have to be able to approach the mizbeach. But if it's no longer shas kiddush adayim v'raglayim, not that he's poshet begadav acharkach, that the issue is a hefsek between kiddush and avoda, as long as he's not mesiach das, there's no problem. So according to the Beis HaLevi, he has to wash his hands again if he takes off his clothing. And according to the Sfas Emes, no, it's only if he's not wearing his clothing during the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. But if he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim with his big day kahuna, and then afterwards he takes them off, that is not an issue that would require him to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim again. Chlokas Achronim. The Yesh Lawyer, between the father of the Litvish School of Learning, the father of Chaim Britzker, and the Sfas Emes, the great Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, Yidden. Osim Sameach. V'yesh lo'ar el divrei Beis HaLevi, ma shekotzev begidin gabei get, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough, it can't be written. It's not enough that it's written betalush. It also has to be signed betalush. You need ksiv v'chasima betalush. And it says the reason is because it says v'kotzev enosan, mi she'eno mechusar el ksiva yotzei she'eshe mechusar ksiva ktsisa v'nesina. So it has to be a get. This shtar that you're writing the get on has to be only mechusar ksiva. But if it's mechuber, then it's mechusar, it's lacking not only ksiva, but also ktsitsa, cutting it off and giving it. And Tosin getting right. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require chasimasu betalush? Let's see the Tosas inside. It says, "Atzei ksivasu v'chasimasu betalush." So l'chora, since you need to write the get betalush, b'vadai, the chasima is also going to be betalush. Sharei chasima hila achar ksiva. If the ksiva is betalush, so vada the chasima is betalush. Obviously, if it's written betalush, then you already tolish it. So by the time you get to the chasim, it's already tolish. It's already detached. So why does he, Rabbi Yehuda, have to tell us that we require chasim de tolish? Tell us that we require tolish out the ksiva. Once already tolish during the ksiva, so avad it's tolish during the chasima. So why do you have to tell us specially that it has to be talish for the chasima? And for Tosfos, Yesh lomar d'mishkachas shekasu alilam talish v'achkach natav ishish v'chasma. It's talking about a case where he wrote it on an eitz talish, and then afterwards he replanted it. So it's telling us that it's no good, because even b'shas chasima it has to be talish. Ein Sham Betosis. Ve'achshav the Svaras HaBeis HaLevi. That even if Betchilas Avoyde Kidesh Yodav Raglov. Kidin, nevertheless, if he takes off his clothing, it's considered Mechusar Levisha V'Gisha. We have a Kasha. So if that's the case, Hu Adin L'Gabe Get. Kishechazar V'Noto Inase Mechusar K'tzitza. V'nitcha M'meila, V'nitcha M'meila, Nifzal Gam Aksiva. So according to the Svar of the Beis HaLevi, that even if Betchilas HaAvoyde is Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim Kedin, but if he takes off his clothing, then now he's considered Mechusar Levisha V'Gisha, so then why don't we say the same thing L'Gabe Get? When he's Chozer V'Noteya, it's considered Mechusar K'tzitza, and that's going to passel the original K'siva. Because in the interim it was Mechusar K'tzitza, just like the Beis HaLevi said about somebody who's poshed Yadav Raglav, that even if afterwards he takes off his clothing, it's no good. So to hear, even if afterwards he replants the tree, it's no good. And yet that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos doesn't say Memeila it's Nitcha when he replants it. Tosfos says the problem is that if he replants it and now he signs it when the tree is connected. Forget about that, it ruins the original Ksiva, according to the Beis HaLevi. However, based on our Yisod, we can be Mechalik both in Bar. That it's possible b'kosva b'mechuber, writes the Rashba and the Ritva b'gitin chafalaf amid beis. Why is it possible when it's b'mechuber? Either because it's not considered a sefer, or because it requires v'nasan b'yada, and you can only do that if it's betalush. Ayin in the Rashba and the Ritva b'gitin chafalaf amid alif. Ulefizeh, we don't require the mitchilas haksiva at sof hachasima yaget talush, just b'shas haksiva b'shas hachasima. But b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, there the Beis HaLevi holds that the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that he did has to be chal al kol zman avoda. And where he's no longer mezumen la'avoda, that requires another Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. There's a big chiluk between the two. There's no din by get that it has to be royal in a sina the entire time. No. Just b'shas k'sivo, b'shas chasima. It has to be talush. Either alt sefer or alt nasan biyada. So planting it in the interim isn't a problem. But when the Beis HaLevi was talking about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, there he says that taking off his clothing in the middle shtares the original Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because the original Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim has to be chal al kol zman halavisha. And the moment he takes off his clothing, so then that's mafsik. That requires a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That varam hayu ga'onim b'siyata d'shmai b'ez Hashem Yisbach. Again, it's not my Torah, it's the Torah of a Gaon HaGadol, Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, so no accusations of gaiva on my part. I hope. Maybe I'm a bad guy for other reasons, but not for saying that this is brilliant. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.